today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, your brother and sister, Salaamu Alaikum. You're just listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio, in which we're speaking about Arba'een procession and its importance. Today is Friday, 16th of the month of Safar, 1448, of course, according to the lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of the month of Mordad, 1405 of the solar calendar, and the 31st of July, 2026 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And today, the topic of our speaking is about the Arba'een Waq. Be with us. The walk from Najaf to Karbala, the city of Najaf to the city of Karbala in Iraq, is one of the most enlightening acts of worship a pilgrim can perform. The suffering and hardship imposed on the family of Imam al-Hussein is felt in every step, and thus the love and respect for this holy family increases in the heart of the believers. With every step that is taken towards the holy land of Karbala. These days, pilgrims are heading to the city of Karbala from Iraq, Iran, Pakistan, Lebanon, Bahrain, and even European countries. In this journey, Iraqi people welcome the pilgrims, feed them for free, cure their wounds, and provide them with places to sleep.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we are going to talk about Arba'een, the pure spring of Karbala's Kawthar. One of the narrations concerning the head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is that it was joined to his pure body Some Shia historians and traditions believe that one of the important reasons for the Ahlul Bayt's coming to Karbala was that Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam would bring the sacred head to Karbala and attach it to his father's pure body. Allah Majlisi rahmatullah alayhi, while referring to this matter, adds the Arba'een pilgrimage on the anniversary of this day is recommended. So let's look at some of the sayings on this regard with regard to the importance of it. Abu Rehan al-Biruni wrote, on the first day of Safar, the head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was brought to Sham or Syria or Damascus. And on the 20th of this month, the head was attached to his body and buried there. And the Arba'een pilgrimage pertains to this day. Zakaria al-Qazwini also said, when the blessed head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam arrived in Damascus on the first of Safar, the Umayyads declared this day a holiday. And on the 20th of Safar, the blessed head was returned to his blessed body. Sheikh Saduq says, Imam Ali ibn al-Hussein alayhi salam left Damascus with the women and returned to the head of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam to Karbala.
Every day in IRIB English Radio, today's special,
the Arba'een walk indeed is a symbolic demonstration of the social message that Imam al-Hussein has taught all the humankind, irrespective of their religion, belief, or nationality. Through his martyrdom, Imam al-Hussein showed us that we should always stand against the oppressors of our times and not with them. We should not remain silent in the face of injustice and oppression, in spite of all the difficulties that might come our way. Therefore, despite the passing of many centuries, people from all around the globe attend the annual Walk of Arba'een to honor and revitalize his everlasting message of peacefulness, truthfulness, and social justice.
Our hearts are full of grief. For our beloved it bleeds. We cannot bear this life unfree. They killed him mercilessly. They killed the living Tawheed. A three-year-old girl was in the arms of her dear uncle. She caused the deserts to flow with endless tears of Abulfath, the endless tears of Abulfath.
A short part of his speech is ready now. Ayatollah Khamenei says on Arba'een, in our country, despite the existence of any obstacles, millions of people go to Karbala by way of an 80-kilometer walk. They walk, but they do not go there to enjoy themselves and to rest in a hotel. And a crowd of people several times larger than this goes to Karbala from within Iraq and from other countries. This is a divine event. This is a divine phenomenon. This shows that this path is the path of love. However, it is not a blind love. Rather, it's a kind of love that is marked by insights such as the love the friends of Allah have for Allah. O God, feed me with your love and the love of whomsoever loves you and the love of all those actions that help me get closer to you. This affection and this love is accompanied by insight. A person with such love knows and understands things, and this attraction and magnetic power pulls him.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
In this part, we listen to some lines of Ziyara Nahiya Muqaddasa, This is a supplication, which means the sacred area, ziyarah of the sacred area, and is regarded as related ziyarah to Husayn ibn Ali, peace be upon him.
وعزاه بك الملائكة والأنبياء وفجعت بك أمك الزهراء واختلفت جنود الملائكة المقربين تعزي أباك أمير المؤمنين وأقيمت لك المآتم في أعلى عليين ولطمت عليك الحور العين.
Indeed, the Messenger of Allah became distressed, and his depressed heart wept. The angels and the prophets offered their condolences to him for your martyrdom. Your mother, Zahra, became distressed and bereft of you. Legions of favored angels came to waves to offer their condolences to your father, the leader of the faithful. Mourning commemorations were held for you in the utmost exalted place, heaven. And the dark-eyed maidens of paradise hid their own heads and faces in grief.
قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربة. The mental benefits, the spiritual benefits of the ziyarah, my dear brothers and sisters, during these 3 weeks is truly fascinating and amazing. Some people think that life is all about working. If I don't work for 2 weeks, that's lost productivity. You think working is always healthy for you? We're a nation that is overworking itself. And that's why one of the reasons you have so many mental health problems is because of that. This is a nation that does not give itself a break. Why do you think 60 million Americans suffer from depression? It's normal to feel depressed every once in a while. We all go through that. But 60 million Americans suffer from chronic depression. When depression becomes a disease, why? One of the best ways to guarantee your mental health is to go on a walk like the Arba'een. We need that break, my dear brothers and sisters. It's healthy. In fact, studies have shown that people, when they go on a vacation and they come back, they're more productive. The productivity actually increases. Because when the stress accumulates throughout the year, it takes a toll on you. It affects your psychology. It affects your mental health. Don't say that these people for 2-3 weeks, they're wasting their time, they're not working. In fact, these people are re-energizing themselves. They come back stronger, more productive than others. This is one of the benefits of the ziyarah that we should not overlook. And for those of you who think you need to always work to make ends meet, I want to tell you something. Do you know half of the work that we offer goes to waste? This will be shocking for a lot of us. Nearly half of the work that we do and we struggle for goes to waste. I'll give you one small example. The food that we buy in our home, in our homes, in our households, the average American family spends from anywhere from $4,000 to $6,000 on food every year. $4,000 to $6,000. That's the average. Some more, some less. How much of that food do you think gets wasted? According to official statistics, 40% of our food ends up in the bin, in the trash. 40% of fresh food. I'm not talking about rotten food that you get rid of. 40% of fresh food in America ends up in the trash bin. Americans every single year waste $180 billion worth of food. Official statistics. Not 180 million, billion. You know how much money that is? That is the GDP of tens of nations combined. There are tens of countries in the world. If you combine their GDP, it's not 180 billion. And we're just wasting that food.
Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah. Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special, which focused on Arba'in procession and its importance. Again, thank you for listening, and we just say fi amanillah, and may Allah keep all of you safe and sound. Assalamu alayka ya Abu Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifanaa. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم.